Good morning, this is Dr. Hardin, and it is that time again for Moments of Inspiration. And I want to just thank God for you that's going to join us here this morning. And I believe that I have a word of God that he's put in my heart to share with you on today. That's right, to share with you on today. And I just want to thank God that I am still among the living. And I know that you that are going to join me today, and some of you may be tomorrow and so forth, but when you join, that's, you got to give God the glory and praise that he is still who he say he is. God never changes. We change, but God don't change. Thank you, Shakur. Thank you so much for being with us today, and I'm glad to have you here. And it's just a good thing to be here. Good morning, Sister Sandra Phillips. Thank God for you watching this morning. Let me have a word of prayer, and then I'm going to get into the message. I believe this message today is going to bless you. Father, I thank you that you, God, are always who you say you are. I thank you, God, that you never fail. I thank you, God, that you are going to bless your peoples today with your word. I thank you, God, as this word go out, that you would anoint me, God, that the word will go out with power, God, that the same power that you presented it to me to give to them. And this is the day, God, you've made, and I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. I pray, Father, that these that hear this, God, would help me spread the gospel by posting it to someone else that they know that may need it. And I'm giving you the glory and praise for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. God bless you, Sister McIntyre. Glad to know that you're on board today. I'm going to read a scripture here, Matthew chapter 16 and verse 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again, and be raised again. Now, I'm going to talk today. It's that season, and we know that Easter comes on the first Sunday in April this year, and that Good Friday is on the last Friday in this month. And so we always, for 37 years or more, we have had Easter, a Good Friday service. We've had it. We have never missed at 12 p.m. here at Greater Open Door, and we will be live streaming that Friday. But if you desire to be with us, we're going to be here live. If the Lord keep us and keep us alive, we're going to be here live streaming on the last Friday, which is Good Friday in this month of March. And then on Easter Sunday, we will have our two services, 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. service. On today, I'm going to talk about the validity of the cross. That's right, the validity of the cross. When we talk about the validity of the cross, you know, that's one of the things that it's been 2,000 and some years now, and yet we have people that do not believe that Jesus died and he was buried and he rose again on the third day. They don't believe that. And when we talk about validity, it means well-grounded. Well-grounded, that you have facts, that you have proof. Thank you, Sister Miller, for watching today. They have facts, facts, facts. That's validity. It is words that lawyers use a lot. They say, Your Honor, this is a valid statement. This is proof. And they do that. Thank you, Mark English. Appreciate it. So this is what we have to look at. So now I'm going to use several examples of validity that Jesus rose from the dead. Number one, I'm going to use to talk about the soldier. Number two, I'm going to talk about they never found his body. And number three, they were the one that pronounced he was dead. So the soldier pronounced he was dead, and they buried him. They sealed up the tomb. They stood there and watched to make sure that the disciple wouldn't come and steal him away. And then they couldn't find the body. So that something have to happen. And so had to have happened. So the resurrection is not only validated, it is incredible value. It's a value because if Christ be not risen, then our salvation is in vain. It's in vain. Why would we be serving somebody that did not do what they said they was going to do? That's what the validity of this is. Now, so when we see these two things, it's the Old Testament, it tells you the benefit of an empty tomb. It was empty. They know they put Jesus in it, but it was empty. And then our salvation, the Bible shows that we can rely on this simply because David said in Psalm 16 and verse 10 and 11, David said, "For thou will not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou will show me the path of life, in the present is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there is our pleasure forevermore. And so what he was saying, said, God, you're not going to leave my soul in the grave, or Sheol in the Old Testament. And it means that you're not going to leave my body there. The Holy One. And when he said the Holy One, it means those that shares this religion now, those that came to Jesus and accepted him as the Lord and Savior and died saved. And God said, I'm not going to leave you there. When I come back, it's going to be that great resurrection. And in that resurrection, God is going to separate. We're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. Now, let me just go on and give you some things here that we can look at. In Matthew 20 and 18, behold, we go to Jerusalem. That's what he said. We're going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes and unto them. They're going to condemn me. They're going to put me to death. They're going to put me to death. Now, he was telling them he was going to be betrayed. This is Jesus. I'm going to be betrayed. How many people have betrayed Jesus? How many times you have been betrayed yourself by your family, by your children, or by someone that told you they were going to do something, somebody that said they were going to speak a word for you. Then when, if you need me, give me a call. And when you call them, they betrayed you. That's right, Sister Philip, they betrayed you. And I know I'm not the only one that have been betrayed. I know there's a lot of you that are watching and will watch at a delayed time have been betrayed. Now, they were betrayed, but before the priest and the scribe, he said, they're going to judge me. They're going to condemn me. They're going to condemn me to death. Even though they don't have enough evidence to convict me, they're going to make up some evidence to convict me. But he said, Jesus said that. He said, I'm going to be delivered into the hands of the Gentiles from the Jew. They're going to mark me. They're going to whip me. And then I will be crucified. I'm going to be crucified. That's a punishment that they beat him. They beat him until the skin came off of his back, just like they was ribbons, a flopping ribbon. They beat him like that. And they put a crown of thorn on his head. And that crown of thorn on his head, think about this. The crown of thorn on his head was just like, my God, was just like pushing it into his skull, And yet Jesus really, really did not say and cry out unto what they was doing. He knew what they was doing. He came and died for that purpose. He gave his life for that purpose. And the other thing about knowing about was, let me go back. The other thing they didn't know about that what was going on, they didn't know that he was going to rise again. That's right, resurrection. What the word resurrection mean? Stand up again. When you die, most of the time, let's say it was mummified, they laid them down. That's right, they laid them down. Now, in laying them down, when you die, you lay down in a casket and you put under the ground. But what Jesus was telling them, he was going to stand up again. That's right. Matthew 28:6 said, he is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come see the place where he was laid. This is the validity of it. Now, there's a lot of people, they tell you, if you don't believe in, you believe if there's a God, show him to me. Let me see him. Well, you see him every day, but you just don't know it. If God withheld the air and the wind for 4 minutes, most of us will be gone. That's, you don't see it, but you know he's here. You know he's here. Now, we don't see this virus, but we know it's here. It killed over 500,000 people and more throughout the world. We don't see it, but we know it manifests itself. And it's just like I've heard the story of a little boy. They had a kite flying day, and the wind was going good, and it was a rich boy and it was a poor boy. And this little rich boy was able to buy twine and to get his kite up. And the poor boy did not have the money to buy twine. And so he went and borrowed rags and old blankets and sheets and everything, and cut them up into string, made him strings out of them. And he had a big bag, cut it up, made him a kite. And the little rich boy had a brand new kite, everything made together, all the tail that he put on the kite, he put it on, and he his kite took off. And the poor boy took his kite and had to run to get it up in the air. And then he had strings in his pocket. And every time the kite would get so far, he'll tie another string on. And he kept tying strings on and kept tying strings on. And so after a while, the judges came through, and they saw how high the rich boy kite was. And they didn't see how high that the little poor boy kite, they couldn't see it. And they said to him, son, where is your kite? How you know your kite is up there in the air? He said, because every now and then I feel a jerk. I can feel that it's still up there. And I want you to know something about God. We know that Jesus rose. Why we know he rose? Because every now and then we can feel a jerk. Every now and then we can see what God is doing for us. And that's how we know that God is not dead. He is alive. And so Jesus sacrificed and paid the price. That's right. He paid the price. He paid the price for our sin. He is the living price. He's the living God. Now, as it is written in Romans 4:17-25, as it is written, he said, I made thee a father of many nations. Talking to Abraham, I made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed. Even God who quickened, that means made alive the dead, and called those things which are be not as though they are. And notice what Abraham had to do to know that God was God. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so that so shall thou seed be. Now, God had promised Abraham when he was 75 years old that he was going to have a son. That's right. God gave him the promise that he was going to give him a son, and his son would be the promised person, the one that a part of what Jesus was coming through. And Abraham was 90 years old, and Sarah said, well, you know, it don't look like God gonna keep his promise with you. So she gave him Hagar. He married Hagar, and Ishmael came in. And that was the son they had. But God said to Abraham, that's not gonna be the son of promise. When Abraham was almost 100 years old and Sarah was 90, too old to believe, too old for a person to have children. And Abraham was old, his body was worn, but he was in good shape, because the Bible said when he saw the angel, he ran to meet the angel at 99 years old, almost 100. And the angel told him that Sarah was going to be impregnated and they was going to have a child. Well, Sarah laughed, and she laughed, but Abraham went against his body. That's what we're talking about when he went against hope. His body was telling him it can't happen, but God said it could happen. And so when you don't care what your body say, Noel, you got to believe what God said. That's right. You got to believe what God said. So when his body told him it wasn't going to happen, he said, I'm going to go against this hope in my body, but I'm going to put my hope and trust in God. All of my desires are going to be in God, and I'm going to call things that are not as though they are. Now, some people say, well, I'm calling him. Now, he said, it didn't tell you to call what was what is. He said, call things that are not call things that are that is as though they are not. Now, here's the difference in this. If you want to call the dog, you don't call the cat. You don't call a cat. You call a cat with mew, mew, mew. You call a dog, come here, girl, come here, boy. You know, you call them. So you call the things that are not. You call the things that are as though they are not. In other words, if I want God to heal me, I don't get out and start praying, God, I'm sick and I'm hurting and I've got pains all over my body. He already know that. So when I want to tell to God, I'm going to say, God, I thank you that I'm healed. I thank you, God, that your word is healing me. I thank you, God, it is well. I thank you that my God, your healing virtue is here and it is well. So I'm calling for what I want and not calling for what I have. That's what a lot of people fail, Sister Goodall. They call what they have and think, and God already know what you have, but you're calling for what you want. And so what you want, if you're sick, you want healing. And so Abraham called those things that was not, those things that was as though they was not. And he called the things into existence and God blessed him. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He gave glory to God. God, I thank you that I'm going to have a son. And Sarah then got faith and believed that her body would accept it. And when she believed her body would accept it, God gave her Isaac. And Isaac means laughter, because Sarah had laughed and said, you know, well, God, you know I'm old. God, you know this won't happen. And she told the angels that. But listen, God said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to deliver you and I'm going to set you free. And I am your healer. I am your joy. I'm your peace. I'm your all in all. I'm your bridge over troubled water. Whatever you need me to do, this is all in the resurrection. This is all the reason that Jesus went to the cross. He didn't go to the cross just to go to the cross. He went to the cross to deliver up, to heal us. With his stripes, we are healed. He was wounded for our transgression. And so we got to look at everything that happened to him. Man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And so we have to remember what God has said. Abraham called what God had said into reality. God said, you're going to have a son. So Abraham started thanking God for a son. Now, here's the thing that you got to understand in his profession. Abraham had people professing for him. The word profess means to say the same. Other words, we have to say the same thing that God said. We have to say it is well when the devil wants us to say it's bad. We have to say God's going to do it. His word is there. When the devil say it ain't no hope and no way you're going to make it, you got to let the devil know, yes, I'm coming out of this. Oh, yeah, I'm coming out. You don't worry about it. I'm coming out. This trouble don't last all way. And so you can't go around and say what the devil say and get what God said. So I got to go against what the devil said. So Abraham called what God had said into reality when he could not physically see it, but he put his confidence in what God was saying or what God had said already. And that's what we got to do. Trust in the Lord with all our heart, and God will bring it to pass. So the validity of the cross, how do we know God reigns, Jesus Christ reigns? Well, he abides in us. He saved us, and he filled us with the Holy Spirit. We have a God that will come to us. We don't have to run around through the street riding our God on our shoulder. No, we don't have to say, go to a statue and pray. Our God come to us. He said, I walk with you. I live in you. I'll be there. I'll be there in trouble. I'll be there when you're happy. I'm not just a sunshine God. I am a God for every season, whatever it is. When you have a bad season, God is with you. When you have a good season, God is with you. And so you have to understand that God never leave you. Eric Brank, he don't leave you. He's there with you. My God, he's there with you, and he's there to perfect us. Now, he went against hope. He went against the negative circumstances and believed that God had what God had promised, that God promised might be fulfilled in him. So shall his seed be. That's what he said. My seed is coming. My seed is there. And I want to let you to know that since Jesus went to the cross, and there's a validity that Jesus went to the cross and he died and he was buried and he rose again on the 30th day, the value of that resurrection gave us peace, gave us joy, gave us a hospitality, let us know that we can make it. He died for our sin. He took all of our wrongness and everything we had done wrong. He traded our wrong for his righteousness. He gave us righteousness. Righteousness is justified. Now, I want to know, let you to know something. If you are justified in the court case, that means you won the case. And so no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. So everything that God said he would do, God is bringing it to pass. And so when the devil tells you that this is not going to work and that's not going to work and you're going to lose this and you're going to lose that, laugh at him and tell him, you don't know my God. In him I live, in him I move, and in him I have my being. Now, being not weak in faith, Abraham was not weak in faith in what God had already said when he was about 100 years old and Sarah was about 90 years old. He said, my body is not dead and neither is Sarah's body dead. God have said what he was going to do and I believe that God's going to do it. He didn't stagger it. Now, what I want you to understand, don't stagger. That means withdraw from what God have promised you. Begin to doubt what God have done. Hesitate, make a distinction if what God promised. What God have promised because the validity of the cross, because Jesus died on the cross, you can stand on God's word. You can say, God, I'm standing on your promise. You promised that you were going to deliver me. You promised that you were going to heal me. You promised that you was going to make a way out of no way. And I'm standing on your promise, God. And that's what you got to do. Don't stagger. Don't waver. A wave go in and go out. Go in and out, in and out. But you got to stand still and know that God promised that the validity of the cross, we know he died. We don't have to guess he died. We don't have to speculate whether he died. We don't have to speculate whether he rose again. We know he rose again. So Abraham was fully persuaded. And that's what we got to do. We're the seeds of Abraham. He was fully persuaded, completely assured, fully convicted, entirely accomplished, that God had promised that he would be able to perform it. Is it anything too hard from God? Is there anything you're going through? Are there any problems you're confronting that God cannot do it? Lena, there's whatever God promised, God can do it, and he's going to do it. And we got to stand on God's word. We got to be fully persuaded. I'm fully persuaded that my best days are still in front of me. I'm fully persuaded that God is going to continue to heal our body. I'm fully persuaded that God is going to take us through this pandemic. I'm fully persuaded, even if you get the virus, that God going to pull me through it. I'm fully persuaded. I am fully persuaded that there's no weapon formed against me that's going to prosper. And that's what I want you to do. It's the cross, the validity of the cross. He didn't just die for to be dying. He died for our sin. He died for our peace. He died for our righteousness. He died that we would have life and that we would have it more abundantly. He died that we would have joy. He died that we would have peace. And so don't let the devil take your peace. My God, he did not stagger. Now the term fully persuaded means completely assured, fully convicted, entirely accomplished that God have promised he's able to perform it. And therefore it was imparted. That means therefore he got it. He got it. It was imparted to him, meaning Jesus put to our account righteousness, and that paid off the debt of sin. And I'm fully persuaded that if you ask anything in his name and you're living right, that God is going to do it. How do I know he's going to do it? He said he watches over his word to protect it, and his word is gone out of his mouth and will not return void. My God, it won't return void, Sister McIntyre. So whatever you've asked him, God has already did it. You using God's word, said, God, you said I'm healed. You said I was delivered. You said no weapon formed against me would prosper. You said that I'm the head and not the tail. You said that my blessing would overtake me. You said it, God, and you've gone out of your mouth and you're not going to bring it back. So I'm standing on your word. I'm standing on your promises. And God, I thank you that when Jesus died on the cross, all of my sins, all of my aches, all of my pains, all of my hurts were died with him. When he rose again, he taken them away. And God, I'm just standing on your word, not what I see, not what I hear, not what people agitators. No, I'm not going to stand on that. Who was delivered from our offenses and was raised again for our justification. That's what he was raised for, our justification. He died for our offense. Fault, sin, trespass, falling away from what was right, being raised from the dead for our justification made us righteous. When Jesus cried, it's finished on the cross, John 19:30, he is God's receipt for the payment demand. So when he said it was finished, that was the receipt. When you get your receipt, that means that you paid off, you paid something down, or you paid it all. And my God, he got the receipt. What is the receipt? He went back to heaven and sit on the right hand of God and said, Father, Father, it is done. It is done. It is finished, Sister Moore. Oh my God, I feel good. Now I'm about to preach and don't want to get into this because I don't want to preach. I want you to understand where you are and who you are in God. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He's a new creature, and old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And so what we got to understand when we are in Christ. Even the Spirit of Christ is the Spirit of truth. He never lies. He's the Spirit of truth. And my God, John 14:17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because he seeth him not, neither know him, but ye know him, for he dwell with you and shall be in you. I want to tell you that Jesus rose from the dead. I want to tell you that they came and pushed the stone away. And I want to tell you that the same people that pronounced he was dead were the soldier. They said, Jesus is dead. And they taken him and put him in a tomb, and they are the one that sealed up the tomb. But when the angel came and broke the seal away, they fell like dead men, and some of them said, surely this was the Son of God. And my God, they was there watching it to keep his disciples from doing it. So they know that the disciples didn't do it. The angels came so fast that they as lightning and rolled the stone away. Somebody said that stone weighed over two tons, but the angel rolled it away. And they looked, and Jesus was gone. And my God, and when the Mary and them came, and to Mary Magdalene and them came to the tomb looking for Jesus, and the angel said, he's not here. He's risen just like he said. He's not here. On the cross, listen, on the cross, they beat him. He was bloody. He had blood all over his clothes. He had blood all over his head. He had thorns in his head. He had a sword in his, there was blood running out of his side, but the blood was for our deliverance, and the blood covered the earth. It ran all over the earth, and his blood and his love went all over the earth. He hung his head. They didn't kill him. He hung his head and gave up the ghost and died himself. And he just said, no man taketh my life. I'm going to give it up myself. And when he gave it up, he went back to be with the Father. And the Father said, it is finished. It is finished. But it's not finished on earth. He's still saving. He's still giving joy. He's still giving peace. He's still opening doors. He's still making way. He's still here to help you. And he died for our, he died, he dropped his head and died for every man, every woman, every boy, every ethnicity, every culture, every place on the earth, he died. And I thank God today that the validity of the cross, my God, there's a woman, there's a man. You know, when I could feel his pain, you know, sometimes I feel his pain that how can you forgive the folk that are sticking you, the people that put thorns in your head? And he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. My God, they don't know what they're doing. They think they're doing the right thing, but they don't know what they're doing. And I'm glad that the value of the ascension, he ascended. He was a value in that. And he have raised us up together. So when he ascended, we are already sitting spiritually in heavenly places. Even though my physical body is not in heaven, but in the spirit, God have already put us there. Lord, I got to stop here. Thank you all so much, Sister Moore, and all of you that are tuned in. Please post this and let somebody else know that God is still alive. He is not dead. That's right. He is not dead. He's yet alive. And I'm praising God that he's alive. I'm praising God that it is well. I'm praising God for his blessing. I'm praising God for his manifestation in the spirit. Yes, I am. I am praising God for this day. That's right, for this day. And yes, I am glad to be a part of this day, Brother Brian. My God, I'm glad, Sister McIntyre, to be a part of this day. And all of you that's watching, you ought to just praise God that he blessed you to be a part of this day. You didn't have to be here. Somebody was not able to wake up. They slept in a good bed. And they didn't wake up. Somebody else had to come and get them. An ambulance had to come get them. A hearse had to come get them. But thank God that he kept us on this side. We're still standing. That's right. We're still standing because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. My God, the validity of the cross. Yes, God is real. Yes, he's real because he's real in my soul. And I want to say to you that don't know him and you that are watching and don't know and never accepted him as your Lord and Savior, and you're wondering, say, well, I believe that there's a God, but something have me doubting. I want you to bow your head with me and close your eyes and pray this prayer, and God will save you right now. Father, I'm asking you to forgive me for all of my sins. I know I'm a sinner, and I'm asking you to forgive me for all of my sin and come into my, I want that Jesus that died and was buried on the third day. He rose again to come into my heart and save me. and from this untold generation. And God, if you save me, and I know you have, I confess it with my mouth and I believe it in my heart. I thank you, God, that I am saved. And God, I pray that you will send them to a church in the nearby, wherever they are, God, that will teach them the word that they may grow and baptize and fill them with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray for these that are watching and these that's going to pass it on and other people are going to hear this message, God, in other places, that you would bless them, God, at different times. Bless them, God. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Open their eyes. Go, God, let them know that you are risen Christ, that you have risen from the dead. Oh, God, and you said to death, oh, death, where's your sting? Oh, grave, where's your power? Oh, God, you broke the power of death. You broke the power of the grave. You came out alive. You're alive forevermore. And I praise you for it, God. And let bless your peoples in hospital, oh, God, in convalescent home, in their homes, God. Oh, God, those that are sick, God, cancer, diabetes, strokes, COVID-19, God, whatever it is, bone broken, car accident, shot, rape, oh God, whatever hostility, bless them, oh God, and bring them through in prisons and in jail. Children that are incarcerated, God bless them in the name of Jesus. And those that are struggling and can't make it, make a way out of no way. And we give you the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless you. And I'd like for you to know that I appreciate you that plant seeds in this ministry. And you can do that by just sending a check to Great Open Door Worldwide Ministry. And you can just G-O-D, which is an acronym for Great Open Door Worldwide Ministry, WWM. And God, I want you to know, when you send a seed here, God blesses you. That's right. And I want you to know, I'm not asking you that are not members for your tithing. I'm asking you to plant a seed. If you don't have a church, tithe is 10% of what you earn. And if you don't have a church home, you can go to PushPay. Or you can, if you don't have the app, you can download PushPay or Giveify, or you can write a check and mail it or money order to 135 West Victoria Street here in the city of Long Beach, California, 90805. Again, 135 West Victoria Street here in the city of Long Beach, California, 90805. And I want you to know that I appreciate it so very, very much for what you do and for what you've already done. And may God best be yours. And if God said the same, I'm going to be back here again on next Wednesday morning with some more moments of inspiration. And I'd like for you to spread the word. If you know some family or somebody that in need of food, we have a food bank. We have a food cabinet now with canned goods and refrigerators of meat, fresh meat, that you can come to the pantry and get the food, the canned goods and the dry goods and the meat to help you out, to help your family. So if you know somebody, now you just can't show up. Right, take a pen. I'll give you a minute or so, a little moment to get a pen and a piece of paper so you know what to do. You come, the address is 135 West Victoria Street, but the phone number is 562-423-8653. Again, area code 562-423-8653. And if nobody answer, leave a voicemail for Patrick Hardin, my son. Leave a voicemail for him, and tell him you would like to come and get food from the food pantry. You can, if you know somebody that needs food, you can tell them, and they have to do the same thing. But don't just show up and say, I came for food. That's not the way it works, all right? God bless you, and may God best be yours, and may God multiply his blessing unto you. And my final word is, the validity of the cross is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, God. God bless you.